I need to go here then, sir.
I was down there and I couldn't hear you.
The mic's off.
We've had quite a few complaints about the noise level. Not about the volume, not about the content, not about everything. It's actually, the noise needs to come right down, okay? I appreciate the fact that you're on your mission.
But tell us why the decibels must stop. Because I was down there and I couldn't hear them, and that's why I came up to tell us to listen.
Okay, I can assure you that there's...
Yeah. Yeah, but you'll have to tell us why the decibels fly.
We can't gauge it, it's when the complaints stop. that's our gauge, unfortunately.
Any joy with
the... We've also discussed the noise thing here, first of all. So there is an offence under the Civic Government of Scotland Act.
All right, so... No, let's stop a moment, please. Yeah. Let's stop a moment.
Okay.
Too loud, not too loud. It's a subjective manner. Mm-hmm. You really have to come here and tell us that we have broken the decibel level, and you're not able to do that. We cannot simply just accept people's opinion, because he has just said he can't hear me. Others are saying they can hear me. This is a subjective matter. The law is not about subjectives. It's about the facts, and you haven't given us
the
facts.
It's not a subject that people are complaining about.
No, I'm not denying that, but they can't tell us what level it's at. They just say it's too loud. We know actually what the problem is.
What's the problem?
They don't like the message.
It's nothing to do with that at all. That's
what
she just you being objective.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, right.
All right. You're saying exactly the same thing that we can't say, nor can you.
Right, okay, I accept that, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
what I'm saying to you is, if you don't turn that off, right, and you continue, and we get more complaints, you will get a fixed penalty notice. If after
that's
the
question.
Second warning,
yeah,
you continue, we will seize your equipment,
yeah.
Okay, and you'll get reported to the pocket of fiscal. Nothing to do with what you believe, preaching, anything. It's about the amount of calls we get of people are getting annoyed with the sound. Nothing to do with what the sound is talking, it's the sound. We get the same with the Romanian fellow with the accordion. We seize his amp. He comes to the office, he pays his fine, he gets it back. He's got a criminal record for being a busker. There's ways and means about doing things, okay? Unfortunately, this isn't the location that reverberates off these buildings and comes back.
I could have a question, please. The question is, okay then, take just the equation. Mr. Allen preaches the gospel.
Yep.
No problem.
Yep.
Good.
There's no amplification.
Yeah. Okay,
that's
clarification. That's clarification. So that's my first question answered. The second question is, there was a fellow up there with a laser putting it on Mr. Allen's sort of face, and also I was handing out tracts to do the same thing to me.
I had it twice last year when I was here.
Okay.
You know, we should be actually reporting.
Well, you should have reported
there.
That one at the time.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
There today.
What you've done then, okay. I can take a report. I need to take your details. I will take a report for culpable and reckless conduct. I don't know who the suspect is. We've spoken to all three flats. There's two ladies just come in, one in school uniform with a mum. The guy with the window open was complaining about the noise, but you guys can't describe who did it.
That's a window there.
Yeah, the one that's still open.
Well, we appreciate your what you call. We preach the gospel, and we also believe in the Ten Commandments. Now, see, if people kept the Ten Commandments, you wouldn't have police. You people would be without a job.
People kept the Ten Commandments.
We could be at home too. We wouldn't need to do the preaching.
Unfortunately, we're led by the complaints and we're led by the people.
Can I? You're not allowed the mic. That's what he's just said.
Yeah.
Well, but that's not allowed by law. I checked the law with the Christian Institute and you can lose the mic.
Well, I don't mind, but...
Under what specific law? Is it okay?
I'm not going to get standard, it's just buskers get the same.
Why did the city officer who came here last year say the same thing?
It's not really buskers. People like to hear buskers.
Vinicum Street, they beautify Vinicum Street on the right hand side.
sunny tea.
I turned it around because you left it open. You left it open. Are you?
Well,
go on then. That's fine. I'll take one or two pictures. That'll be good. Hey, come here just a second. Just put this on you. Let me. This goes in here. That's fine.
Friends on Byers Road this afternoon, we're from Thornwood Church, and a warm invitation is extended to you all to come and hear the gospel on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, 11 a.m., and then in the evening at 6 p.m., Thornwood Terrace, in front of Thornwood School. A warm welcome is extended to you all, and the sum and substance of the gospel message is found in John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is the greatest story ever told, the amazing grace of God. We're all familiar with the words of John Newton, amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. A warm welcome is extended to you all to come and hear the good news gospel, a message of the Lord Jesus Christ, who tells us, look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none other. We thank God for the truth of God's word. The Lord himself claims, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is salvation in none other. How thankful we are, my friend, for that message. There is salvation in none other, for there is no other name given under heaven amongst men by which we must be saved. And saved we must, because we are all sinners. Sinners by nature and sinners by practice. But the Bible reminds us that Christ Jesus, he came into the world to save sinners. He didn't come into the world to save good people, because there was not one good person to be found. But Christ himself was the Son of God. He gave his life so that we might have life, and that we might have it more abundantly. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. My dear friends, a warm welcome is extended to you here on Byers Road this afternoon to come and hear the gospel on the Lord's Day, on Sunday, Thornwood Terrace, 11 o'clock in the morning, 6:30 in the evening. You're all warmly welcome. Whether you have no religion, whether you're fixated with religion, or have no religion at all, you're all warmly welcome. The invitation is like the weather, very warm. And the invitation is extended to all. The great question for us all here today is, where do we stand in the light of eternity? There is a great eternity awaiting us all. We are all fast hastening to eternity, where our destiny one day will be forever sealed. We are all sinners. Why must we die? The wages of sin is death. All have sinned and we have come short of the glory of God. That is what the Bible tells us, that we are all sinners, lost in this world, and that we are on the broad road that leadeth to eternal destruction. And that is true of us all. There are no exceptions. Because all have sinned and we have come short, my friend, of the glory of God. There is none good. No, not one. But we thank thee that in Christ we have one who is a good Saviour. And that he came into this world for a purpose. That he came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Repentance towards God and faith towards the Lord Jesus Christ. Come along on the Lord's Day, this coming Sunday, Thornwood Terrace. Services are at 11 o'clock in the morning, then 6 o'clock in the evening. An extended invitation to you all, men, women, boys and girls. Whether you have no religion or you are fixated with religion. The agnostic, the atheist, the skeptic, the unbeliever, the Presbyterian, the Roman Catholic. Come along, we would be happy to have you with us, worshipping the Lord. Come along, my friends. Thornwood Terrace on the Lord's Day, Sunday, 11 o'clock, 6 o'clock. You'll hear the truth. The truth has been largely thrown out of society. And the truth is not very popular in our day. And if that be true, even biblical truth is even very unpopular. But you know what? You cannot edit the truth. You cannot edit the truth. Jesus himself says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's the only way to heaven. There is salvation in another. There is no other name given under heaven amongst men by which we must be saved. I think that's them again. The police are coming. To take us away.
Oh, no. I think there is a decibel factor.
That
there
is. And there is. The three officers who came last year contradicted what they said. They said that there was no decibel, you know.
Oh, there is.
Is there?
Oh, there is a decibel. Yeah. Jimmy Hamilton.
I think we'll call it a day there.
Okay, yeah. I think so.
I'll take this from there. Just switch it off.
So, Jimmy Hamilton.